Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, or on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV. HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show. This is our first live one of the year as Nate Sachs returns to our show. Nate, how are you today?
I'm great.
Well, it's good. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to play a new one called Song of Healing.
Excellent. Yeah. Here's Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Taking turns exchanging words, we all know the feeling. Next time close your eyes and turn those words into the real thing. I'll take a picture, keep the moment, frame it up forever, hold it close. This is a song of healing. Growing pains keep growing pain inside my fragile being. Showing things to only bring a sense of truly seeing. Maybe when I breathe, I'll leave a trace of love around me. Maybe when I'm breathless, I will rest with those who found me. I'll take a mental note and don't forget that you have another chance. Song of healing. This is a song about feeling better. This is a song about being yourself. This is a song of healing, feeling better. Day by day we draw the shades and close the doors around us. Thoughts escape but barely wake the moments that astound us. Don't let pain dissolve you, it evolves you if you fight. Don't let shame prevent your wings from letting you take flight. Oh well, we can find the help we need, and everyone we've ever loved, and everyone we'll ever meet. This is a song of healing. This is a song about feeling better. This is a song about being yourself. This is a song of healing, feeling better. Are you feeling better? Song about feeling better. This is a song about being yourself. This is a song of healing and feeling better.
Wow. Hunter at Sunrise here with Nate Sachs. And you say that's a recent song for you.
Yeah, that's not recorded yet, but I'm trying to move forward, keep writing, you know.
Yeah.
So, new one.
Yeah. So what was your frame of mind when you wrote that song? It seems like you were, I don't know, rejuvenating yourself there.
Yeah. Well, you know, to get a little personal, I had some, my grandpa was in the hospital for a little while, and so I wrote the song of healing. It just came to me because thinking about my loved ones and, you know, trying to get, turn it around.
Sure.
And,
positive thoughts.
Yeah, positive thoughts, you know, during a negative time, basically.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he's great now.
Excellent.
He recovered very well. But, you know, I did think the song actually helped, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it came to me one day because, I don't know, I was just taken aback by the whole process of having to heal like that. It never, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen right, and sometimes it does. So
sure.
This time it did. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's been a little while since you've been on the show. A lot has happened. You were playing with the Major and the Monbacks for a little while, right? How was that going?
It was really fun. I played saxophone with them for a little over a year, almost 2 years, and we toured all over the place regionally and, you know, all the way to Nashville, as far north as Vermont. And
wow.
It was crazy. Cause
I know they put out a record. And
yeah, we put out a record from Nashville, and it was great. It was a great experience. I wouldn't give it back for anything. So
sure.
But
sure.
Now we're they will keep going, and I hope that the best for them.
Yeah.
But I had to come home and focus on my songwriting and my teaching at the School of Rock. So
yeah, you teach at the School of Rock. You teach guitar or saxophone, or what do you teach?
I teach actually a lot of the instruments there. Piano, guitar, bass, vocals, mostly. And then I'm a director, doing the themed shows every session. So I
interesting.
Work with a lot of the kids, and it's really, really fun. I recommend taking your kids there. It's a really good program.
How do they get, is it an enrollment type of thing? You enroll your child into a program? Or?
Yeah, well, there's private lessons. There's a few levels, and, you know, you do the private lessons, and then kids join a group when they feel comfortable. So there's, like, four groups, I think,
mm-hmm.
That they perform a show at the end of the session, and that's the fun part.
Oh, wow.
So I put together, like, a show with a different theme every session, and this one's All You Need Is Love,
oh.
Which is, you know, we're doing like Owner of a Lonely Heart, Radar Love, all, you know, love.
So
love,
they
love.
Learn how to play these songs.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
That's the hard part and the fun part.
So. Well, how long does it take to go through a session?
It's about 3 months per session.
Oh, wow.
So they get to know these songs pretty well. Some of the kids start hating them, and then they're like, The show happens. They're like, oh, I actually like playing that song when I'm on the stage in front of everybody. You know?
It sounds like a nice thing to put your kid into for the summer.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we do a summer program at Norfolk Academy, too.
When does that start?
It starts in June, I believe. You might have to double-check that. But I'll be running the summer program
that's cool.
at Academy. So, yeah.
We're talking with Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to play another song for us here?
Sure. This one's called Make It, and it was another, you know, song coming from the heart there when I'm just sitting around feeling like I need to write some music.
So, there you go.
Here it goes.
Here's Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I can't go on like this, but I'll keep chasing my dream till the end of time. Yeah. Well, I've been doing so much. What is the reason? 'Cause I can't see the other side of the changes and seasons. And you want me to believe I'm doing right by the book. Always after this old dream, take me faster, make me scream. I'm gonna make it someday, baby. I'm gonna make it, you'll see. Well, I'm gonna make it someday, maybe. Well, this town is getting old, it's getting kind of tiresome. Well, I wanna take control of my own life. It doesn't seem so hard, and yet it's not so easy. I just have to get out while I'm feeling down. What's that you said, dear? Let's get out of here. Find a place to roam. Become what we want to become. I'm gonna make it someday, baby. I'm gonna make it, you'll see. I'm gonna make it someday, maybe. Well, I'm never ever gonna say it again. I'm trying the best that I can. You see, the screaming and dreaming is taking way too long. I just might lose my head.
Sax. There's no maybe about it, Nate. Yeah. Come on, you're just going to make it. You're going to make it.
I had to add a little bit of ambiguity in the end there, you know, because it's kind of a bad omen to just say you're going to make it right out.
Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, it's called positive reinforcement, positive thoughts.
Yeah, I'm trying to put that into the universe there.
There you go. You just got to put it out there. Yeah. Put it out there. No one's going to stop you. That's great. Here's Nate Sax here on Hunter at Sunrise. And, of course, back in 2012, you won the Emerging Artist Contest, and you were on the show then. I think you also were on when we were prepping for another Sea-Level Singer-Songwriter Festival, and that really must have helped you a lot getting out there, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, it definitely did. And I was in that contest a few years before I won it.
Yeah.
So that really helped because it made me, like, want to write better songs.
Yeah.
Not just for the glory of winning it, but to be involved with all the other songwriters and see what they came up with too. And
yeah,
it's just it's a really cool contest.
Of course, the Sea-Level Emerging Artist Contest is coming up in April, and I think you have till February 15th to get your songs into Tidewater Arts Outreach. You can go to their website and check that out, and they'll tell you how you can get those in. And but you're way beyond that now, aren't you, Nate? You're going to make it now.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. I mean, I've got a new CD out.
Yeah.
It's on Spotify, CD Baby, iTunes, all that good stuff.
Does it have a name?
It has a name. It's called Sketchpad. It's an EP, so it's like the Sketchpad EP.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under my name, Nate Sachs. And so the recordings from that were like stuff I've been working on for a little while now, since before I was in major in the Mompacks. And being in that band kind of had me hold off on releasing it. Now, since I'm on my own again,
mm-hmm.
thought it was perfect time to put it all out there. So check that out on Spotify, or buy it on CD Baby and iTunes. There's six tracks, and I think they all have a different kind of vibe. So there's something for everybody in there.
Okay. Well, you are playing around, I assume, and you can pick up the CD from your gig, right?
Yeah, I'll be at Big Ugly Brewing Company next Wednesday from 5:30 to 8.
Where is that? I don't think I've heard of that
It's in Chesapeake.
You know what? Yes, I have heard of them. We just saw them like a week or two ago at the farmer's market.
Yeah, I think they've been open for a year, a little bit more than that. But they're doing a release of a new beer, I think, on Wednesday, and it's a really cool place.
This Wednesday? This one coming
up?
Yeah,
this Wednesday. So be there. It's a really nice spot to drink and watch some music.
Great.
And then on Saturday after that, I'll be at Wicker's Crab Pot off of Indian River Road.
I've heard of that place.
Seafood place.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah, so mostly I'm doing those kinds of gigs to keep that going, but trying to get right back in the studio, work with some musicians. So if you're out there and you want to collaborate with me, hit me up.
There you go. There you go. We're talking with Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
I will play a new song. It's a shorter one. It's called The Big O.
The Big O. Here's Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise.
And when I play this live, I get a little audience participation. But...
Oh, okay. Do they get to say Big O? I hope so.
Yeah, they get to do a few O's. So here it goes. Oh, oh, oh. It's like to live wonder. This is what it's like to be under the sun. It's what it's like to live others. Others who care if you're having much fun. And now we're under the covers. And we say, oh, 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 oh. Fun one to do live. It's
Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, that was really cool. In fact, all of these songs have been really cool here this morning. I hope you can find someone to collaborate with you, and you can put on even more songs on your record there.
That's the thing about songwriting is, like, when I'm playing acoustic, it's just it's a two-dimensional thing. Not, you know, you can know it's a good song if it works that way. And then once we start, like, you know, layering stuff up in the studio and having fun with it, that's when the real song comes out. So I'm hoping that I can get some of those recorded soon. But in the meantime, check out my new EP.
Excellent. Well, Nate, thanks for coming down here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And again, this Wednesday, where are you going to be?
I'll be at Big Ugly Brewing Company.
Excellent.
And I'm the headliner, the Big Ugly.
Well, you're not big and ugly. I just want to let you know that, too.
Thank you, Hunter.
No problem. Thanks to Nate Sachs for coming on the show here this morning.